A weak Solidarity Bricky team, Lister, when it got off to a discouraging start. P1 Monday morning kicker. All Being Uzi seeks to reset ties with business. Then big headline, Supremo's call to get behind climate plan. Big Supremo Anthony All Being Uzi will call for corporate Troubler Wazzy to back the socialist climate change agenda. Oh God, I thought, more bad news for the environment. Anthony was addressing the Troubler Wazzy Business Profits Council's annual meeting, attempting, the Troubler Wazzy Capitalist Review reported on behalf of the filthy rich, to reset a fraught relationship with big business. See, he needs a reset because he's so upset the caring business class with outrageous caring business class relations changes, which, as the Capitalist Review pointed out, had disadvantaged poor caring employers. Industry-wide bargaining, same work, same pay, cracking down on labour hire rorts, even criticising the supermarket duopoly for, quote, inappropriate profiting, as if, oh, it's an endless litany of national injury against the great creators of wealth. Even proposals that might, at their extreme, force the poor dears to pay some tax. On which the Business Profits Council made it clear to Anthony that a proposed tax on corporate cash flows affecting the 500 or so largest companies is not on, will stifle already anemic business investment. The tax, it said, was uncompetitive and ill-conceived. We need to close down that conversation as quickly as possible. How could the government be so naive, so myopic, not to see the anti-Troubler Wazzy consequences of trying to squeeze some taxes from the filthy rich? Anemic business investment, that's what. Although a fuller explanation of how paying tax is uncompetitive mightn't have hurt. And after creating all that damage, Anthony wants to stop polluting. Well, support the government's pollution address climate change policy. What a cheek. Between the socialist transition through fossil approval policy and the caring business class, the environment's certainly in safe hands. Yet, we commented last week how cruel these long-haired, commie, greeny, wooden working and iron environmentalists can be. That Bob Brown throwing outrageous barbs at our Minister for Environmental Pollution, Murray Swatz, the environment. This week, bloody Greenpeace stepped in, claiming BCE, the Business Profits Council, BCE stands for, wait for it, Blocking Climate Action. The Business Profits Council report paves the way for a weak target, more new gas and would see climate pollution soar, it raved. How dare they attack Anthony's chosen partner in saving the planet? And as if the poor supermarket duopoly hasn't got enough to worry about, with ludicrous suggestions they are ripping off the federal court has hit them with a $1 billion bill for underpaying workers. This after Kills Value was already paid $31 million after being sprung and Woolworths Trillions a whopping $486 million. Being sprung an unfair slight, because it's all inadvertent, of course, which is a hell of a lot of inadvertent. Those awards must be so complicated, mustn't they, that they totally bemuse the duopoly accountants, whom we assume are not totally financial and grammatical illiterates. The attacks get worse. The out-of-control federal court again. The poor big Troubler Wazzy, BHP, bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, forced to pay its in-house labour hire workers the same pay as its other workers just because they're all doing the same job. A $30 million pay rise. Doesn't the federal court have any concern for the BHP shareholders? And we know there must be a simple reason, but until bloody huge explains it, we're left to believe, as we've said a number of times, that the only explanation for the $300 million is that bloody huge has been ripping up its workers, its labour hire workers, to the tune of, well obviously, $300 million. Amazing, given that obvious difficulty in comprehending awards, that caring employers never manage to overpay workers inadvertently. One would think on the law of averages, but no. and huge construction conglomerates were also accused of ripping off workers, assaulting and intimidating an evil union official, underpayments, sham contracting, a long list. So obviously the socialists will immediately take them over and appoint an administrator to run them. Thank goodness through all this a true socialist emerges. That unflinching champion of workers, former ACTU secretary, Little Billy Kiltbem, proud player in giving us economic rationalism, announcing his resignation from his post-ACTU working class struggle after 26 years as a director of Lynn Foxy, run by his very, very, very close filthy rich of the filthy rich friend, Lindsay Foxy. I just saw it doing the same thing I've always believed in, trying to improve the living standards of ordinary true blue Aussies. I have a broad view of being a socialist, in that you don't leave people behind, but in order to produce the best result, you can work with good companies, you can use profitability to improve living standards. Oh, Little Billy, spoken like a true socialist. Good companies, surely an oxymoron, and profitability are the very stuff of socialism. Still, they explain a fair bit about Little Billy, albeit nothing we didn't know. And he was spot on in one area, a broad view of being a socialist. A not-so-broad view of what's required to make a great society, make America great again, provided to US of the UN of the US of the world, Make America Great Again Youth by Charlie Karkdit, who told his deep-thinking audience gun deaths were worth it as the price of liberty, of freedom, of saving the US from abortion and trans threats and evil unions and anti-Zion protesters. Oh, a litany of threats to liberty, freedom and democracy. And, well, therefore, Charlie can't complain. Not that he can now, but he's carked it. His hero, big supremo Donald Trump or the Porter, cried, radical left political violence, the biggest radical left political violence ever, ever. Unlike non-radical right political violence, which is pro-liberty, freedom and democracy, essential to the freedoms threatened by the violent commie left. Back here, the parliamentary democratic process also suffered a devastating blow Wednesday when that champion of multicultural harmony, Jacinta Auntie Thomasina Price, paid the price, was shuffled from her junior shadowy assistant ministry to the back bench, which is bound to shut her up, just because in attacking the socialists for something they hadn't done, silly Jacinta, when there's so much we can attack them for, hadn't done, insulted the second biggest population on the planet. Smart political move. And Jacinta knows hate means never having to say you're sorry. The great US of pioneers knew how to handle their Indian problem, she bemoaned, displaying her unswerving commitment to the cause of First Peoples. On which, how the terra nullius non-land non-people must wish they had adopted a no-proper-papers, queue-jumping, illegal boat people policy 227 years ago. Then the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin wouldn't have been forced to run a double-page spread warning us about this treaty the state socialists have struck with the terra nullius non-land non-people. Sweeping powers as critics demand the deal should be put to a referendum. So dire that in a double-page spread and subsequent spreads, the poor old Wapping Sin couldn't find one person who thought it might be a good idea. Why, these terra nullius non-land non-people could start acting like they own the place. Reported last week, the AN0FU bank accidentally informed staff they were for the chop. Sorry, sadly having to be let go when some idiot pressed the wrong button and, oops, return your computer appeared on the workers' screens. Well, this week, new bank supremo Nuno Mates I'm Not said 3,500 jobs will go, which he said had nothing to do with profit. They've announced a record profit and nothing to do with AI or technology. In fact, nothing to do with anything, apparently. That's not quite true, Nuno corrected us. Then what? Fear! But in an inspired human relations move described by the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review as the Hunger Games AN04U style, some threatened sadly let go can save their jobs. See, for every 10 remaining positions, they invite about 30 workers to apply, of whom 20 will then hand in their computers. And the bank's general counsel, whose job we assume is not under threat, said, "Our objective is to treat everyone with dignity and respect." Not sure we need to comment on that. Yet, despite all that sincerity, the bloody evil union, as usual, did comment, questioning the dignity and respect bit. But Nuno took a break from sadly having to let go to address a big business Asia summit this week, lecturing us that Trubler was indeed to posit itself as a beacon for talent, presumably exercising that talent down at the local Centrelink office. Oh, and an update from our international desk. As we record this, the latest in the conga line of French PMs, Sébastien Lecornu, appointed on Wednesday, was still ensconced after a record 3 days in the job. Now, I can hear you saying, listener, why doesn't the week that was cover the big stories of the week? But really, we can't compete with the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin. Okay, it's a big story, a footballer swearing at a telejournalist, warranting a double-page spread right up front in the hard news pages, but it does such a thorough job that there's nothing left for us to say. How can we compete with the hard news content of the News Very Limited Empire? No rip-offs here, but interesting. Football in Brisbane tonight, no Victorian team, and airfares one way to Brisbane at $169. Last night, Hawthorn playing in Adelaide, much shorter trip, airfares between $800 and $1,000. Interesting that. There must be a simple explanation. Always a simple explanation from Zion when it exercises its Yahweh-given right to bomb and slaughter and destruct anywhere. Qatar added to a long list. Terrorists. Terrorists just everywhere. Especially, of course, the non-land, non-people terrorist it slaughters, destroys, genocides, starves, who obviously see the Zion train killers and their train killer merchandise not as terrorists these 77 years, but as liberators. And finally, top marks to the US for commemorating 9/11, finally admitting its role, along with our very own ASIS, in delivering years of pinch-of-shit terror to the Chilean people on that date in 1973. Good morning.